3. Once the habit is formed, escape is almost impossible. Actually, a habit is easily cured. The usual cure takes from 10 days to 3 weeks. You don't need any willpower. If the cure is done right, there is very little discomfort. 4. Addiction ruins the health and leads to early death. As I read in a magazine article, morphine addicts have numbered days on Earth. Who hasn't? The addict enjoys normal health and lives as long or longer than the average. Junk conveys a considerable immunity to respiratory complaints. During the flu epidemic of 1918, junkies were found to be immune to flu, and some addicts were let out of jail to help care for the sick. On the other hand, all users suffer somewhat from constipation and loss of appetite. Most of them lose weight, often running from 10 to 20 pounds below normal weight during addiction. 5. Addicts never get enough. They have to keep raising the dosage. They need more and more. Finally, I quote from a recent movie called Johnny Stool Pigeon. They tear the clothes off their skinny bodies and die screaming for more junk. This is preposterous. Addicts get enough and they do not have to raise the dosage. I know addicts who have used the same dose for years. Of course, addicts do occasionally die if they are cut off the junk cold. They don't die because they need more and more. They die because they can't get any. 6. Addicts want to get others on the stuff. This silly idea seems to be universal. Every time I take a fall, the law says to my wife, "It's a wonder he didn't get you on the junk." Why in hell should I? I have enough trouble keeping up my own habit. Of course, a peddling addict wants to get other people on the stuff so he will have more customers. 7. There is a clear line between addict and peddler. The authorities pity the addict and are out only to get the peddler. I have never seen an addict who did not sell or a street peddler who did not use. There is no line at all. The authorities make no distinction, and the penalty for selling and possession are about the same. 8. Peddlers try to get high school children on junk or marijuana. A recent magazine article depicts peddlers slipping laudanum into the Coca-Cola of teenagers. This is utterly ridiculous. No peddler wants kids for customers. They never have enough money, they talk too much, and they cannot stand up under police questioning. The best customers are the old-timers. They know all the angles and generally have some source of revenue. 9. There is a connection between junk and insanity. Addicts turn into maniacs when they cannot get junk. Actually, I have never seen or heard of an insane addict. For some reason, the two conditions do not occur together. 10. There is a connection between addiction and crime. Marijuana, especially, is supposed to cause people to commit crimes. There is no direct connection between crime and drug intoxication that I have ever seen or heard of. The people who talk about drugs causing crime never seem to follow through and take into account the vast number of crimes committed by drunks. Alcohol is a crime-producing drug that outclasses all others. Of course, a lot of junkies steal to keep up their habit. It isn't easy to get up $10 to $15 per day, which is what the addict has to pay out for a day's supply of junk in the U.S.